Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last week, I had the pleasure of speaking to a group of people about politics, public policy, and the interplay between politics and religion. After the meeting was over, people came up to talk, and as is nearly always the case, someone said, "Thank you for what you're doing. I could never do that." I responded as I always do, with a nod of my head and a quiet thank you, all the while thinking, if you only knew the truth. Over the weekend, as I worked in my garden, I thought back on that incident and played it over and over in my mind, wondering why it makes me so uncomfortable every time it happens. Suddenly, it dawned on me, and that revelation became the genesis of this broadcast. It's time that we had a heart-to-heart to dispel some myths and set the record straight. I have no problem with folks who come up and say thank you. It's good to know you've been a benefit to someone in some way. It's the second half of the statement I have a problem with, the part where someone says, "I could never do that," as though those of us who do have been endowed with some kind of special talent that others don't have. The truth is, it's simply not true. It would be fun to think that God called me and prepared me in some special way for a life in government affairs, but if I'm to be honest with you and myself, it was born more out of a sense of anger and frustration than any sense of calling. It all began when my wife and I and our 5 kids were quietly living on our small farm, running a hydroponic greenhouse operation, and distributing hothouse tomatoes to a 4-state area. Suddenly, Congress passed the NAFTA trade agreement, and it destroyed our market by allowing cheap government-subsidized Canadian tomatoes to flood the United States. I got so mad that I decided to run for office, and nearly everyone around me thought I was crazy. I just wasn't seen as a politician. My announcement did not come on the steps of the Capitol before a large crowd. It happened one evening in a living room in Laurel before the members of the Laurel Republican Club, which at that time consisted of about 6 blue-haired little old ladies. My speech was not delivered with confidence and eloquence. In fact, I remember practicing my speech one last time in our host's bathroom with shaking hands. That was 20 years ago. I didn't have any special talents or experience or training. I was just a regular guy who was trying his best to make a living and support his wife and kids. So for someone to say they could never do this is simply wrong. The halls of the Capitol and our city councils and school boards are flooded with regular people who are doing it. The problem is, most of them are doing more damage than good. If you value family and God and believe in things like smaller government, individual liberty, and religious freedom, then it's time to step up to the plate. It doesn't take any special talent. It just takes an honest commitment to the things that we hold dear. If you want some direction on how to get started, please call me at the office. It's easier than you think. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input will make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.